Unit 4. Are we on the same page? Track 7. Okay, that's what I thought too. But just to make sure, you do not want to cover it all up, but you want something that looks more natural and is easily manageable.
Yes, that's it.
And you do not want to stick with the chestnut.
I thought that a lighter shade would look better with the grey.
Do you already have any concrete ideas? Would you like to stay in the brown colour range, or is red or blonde something that you would consider?
I think that a light brown would look nice.
I think so too. Let's have a look at the colour samples. As you are an autumn type, you should stay in the range of these warm brown tones. They would all suit you, especially this hazel here.
Yes, this brown looks beautiful. That's the hair colour I want.
All right, let's discuss your treatment. First, I will have to do a blonde rinse to lighten your hair. Then I will apply an oxidative tint in the hazel colour you chose. The tint will not completely cover the white hair, so it will look more natural. Does that sound good to you?
Yes, that sounds perfect.
I just want you to know that the tint will start to fade after you've washed your hair a few times. To keep the colour fresh, I would suggest adding some lowlights in the same shade of hazel, but with a colour, not a tint. These lowlights won't fade as fast. We do not have to do them now. You could also come back next week.
Let's do the lowlights next week, on the day of my birthday. Then my hair will look great for the party.
Fine. I'll start on the blonde rinse and the oxidative tint now. In the meantime, you could also have a look at the magazines I put on your desk. If you want, you can choose a hairstyle for your party. Then we'll do the lowlights next week and I'll style you for your party.
I can't wait.